Test 67, Section 4, Question 6. We're going to weaken this argument, so we want to hurt this one. Contrary to what many people believe, number of species on Earth is probably not dwindling. So it's saying, look, species isn't going down. Extinction is a natural process. About as many species are likely to go extinct this year as 1970. So about the same this year as 70. But the emergence of species is also a natural process. There's no reason to doubt that new species are emerging at about the same rate as they have been for the last several centuries. So there's about the same rate. Now, what we have to accept here is that, yes, species are popping up at about the same rate as they have been for the last several centuries. And the extinction rate is about the same as it was in 70. But what we want to fight, or what we want to weaken, is the idea that these species are not dwindling, so we want to be able to say they are dwindling. So we need to say they're dwindling, and still keep in mind that basically biogenesis, new kind of popping up of life is happening at about the same rate as it was centuries ago, and that our kill rate for species is about the same as it was in the 70s. The problem with this argument is that it could be that in the 70s we were killing off more than we're popping up to. And so that's kind of the way I would weaken this. So in 1970, fewer new species emerged than went extinct. Well, that would weaken this argument, because that says our rate in the 70s killed off more than we're popping up, and our kill rate now is the same, and the new emergence rate is the same as it has been for centuries. A would basically kill this argument. And so I actually would probably just take A and run, but let's look at the others really quickly. Regions in the world where new species emerge at the highest rate are also those where they tend to go extinct. Doesn't really matter. If anything, it would kind of strengthen. Vast majority of the species that have ever existed are now extinct. Also doesn't really matter either way. There's no more concern about extinction now, extinction of species now than there was in the 70s. We don't care what people think. We care about the facts. Are there or are there not more species showing up than disappearing? And E, scientists are now better able to identify species facing serious risk than they were in 70. We don't have to assume anything about what scientists are able to do. So therefore, A does turn out to be the best answer.